So we have a little chaos here today. I'm feeling great about it. It sounds like the guys back at the studio are running around with their heads cut off. Killer is sweating and running back and forth, and he's been here since like 4 in the morning.
I think I got it fixed.
What's the mood back there?
I think all this.
Jake, Tom?
We're happy it's over. We're happy.
A lot of profanity during the breaks, and a lot of.
How's that any different than any other day?
Just a bunch of laughing and tickle fights, really. Mm-hmm.
I think all the stress has caused me to pit out a little bit, Dan.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you going to be on TV later today again?
What, you pitting out?
But we called in George. You know,
yeah,
when the show needs a little bump, and it does.
Yeah, he's
really?
Like the cocaine
bump
of the ticket.
Tracks.
Really? Really?
Really? Come on, we're friends.
Oh,
really?
Wait, that's not a funny drop.
It's
that,
not.
That
it's
was...
Not.
That
well,
was
I get it.
Whoa. I want...
Jerks. It is George...
I think I want your job.
Jub Dunham. Inventor of roadside couch. Jub Jam.
Anyway, it's in there, Ryan's.
Did you guys realize, like Batman and Superman, that... If you want to fight each other, you probably could, but let's just work together and fight evil.
We're going to go through this again. We went through it at Ticket Stock. Y'all's fights, there's some levity to them. There's laughter. You can laugh about it now.
It was an honest question. It had nothing to do with your fight.
Why are you getting all mad? Defensive.
I'm not getting all mad.
Jeez, dude.
All right, let's talk about last night.
Well, it's because that was a sarcastic comment, not unappreciated.
Okay.
I wish I had your job.
You win again.
Where I could play both sides of it. See, it's funny.
Where I can work up
now.
A campo, and maybe you can.
So,
okay, pretty good return line, wasn't it?
So when you're
I learned
traveling.
All my sarcasm from Bob.
You were here before I was. I didn't teach you anything.
When you're traveling with Sports Sturm, as I've learned, as I've traveled with Sports Sturm many times.
You do sports.
We're not just...
When you hear about... When,
we don't goof around about going to a game. We're like, actually going.
Like if Kat told us today, training camp will be whatever week in August. Later that day, Bob has checked the schedules of the Angels and the Dodgers.
The hockey
soccer team. Whatever's going on there. And he will say, hey, want to go to a Dodger game? And... July, and I'll be like, yeah, sure, I guess. You know how you say everything. You say sure to anything 6 months out.
Right.
We don't get good shows from staying in our rooms and watching DVDs. We go out and live life through sports.
Sure.
All right. I'd say I'm not sure how good our shows have been when we do go out either, but that's okay. So Bob saw on the schedule we were going to have an outdoor hockey game. And we all said, yeah. And to my credit, I just thought the outdoor hockey game, that's a pretty rare event. There's only one a year, and maybe they've added one more to the schedule. It's like no one else will do it. I want to do something no one else is doing.
Right.
And then it turns out, as we got here, they had one last week at Dodger Stadium. Hell, they had one last week at Yankee Stadium.
They did.
It was during the day, though.
Oh, that's different?
Wasn't at night.
So, we had tickets to the outdoor hockey game last night at Yankee Stadium. I have never been to Yankee Stadium.
Either.
I haven't been since the redo.
It's a new one, isn't it?
So, is it a whole new one, or they just redid? Whole new. Is the
whole
other
new.
One right across the street?
Wait, oh, Mike.
Okay, we were looking at...
Let's interview Mike.
Yeah, because
is it right
Mike's
behind
here.
Home plate?
The old one?
Is what?
The old one?
Like outside the right field
gate?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, right behind right field.
Yeah.
There was another one, or it looked like there was a stadium across the street. George was like, is that the old Yankee Stadium?
I think they left a little bit of
there
that.
There was like a little center field monument wall. Does that still stand there?
I don't know. It may not be all the way down yet, but the idea is to eventually get it down.
I wanted to walk over there, and these guys
boy, they're taking their time.
Too cold.
Are we going to put like a Dollar General over there or something?
Yeah, probably a Taqueria or something.
Nice.
So.
Maybe a dry cleaner.
First of all.
You like Taquerias?
Yeah.
First of all, the four of us met in the hotel lobby.
Not as much as Lavanderias.
And I had. Long underwear, bottoms and tops.
Bottom.
Sweatshirt, jeans, two pairs of gloves, the ski mask thing and hat. And the one thing I didn't do was wear double socks. And Bob, like a fatherly gentleman will do, said...
Here's Hunkmania.
All right,
yeah,
Dave.
We may do that.
Come on, Mike. Stay with us here.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Bob said, you know, the feet are the first things to get cold. You better go upstairs and double sock it.
I double socked it.
Every Christmas holiday, I go to a game at Lambeau, and I've learned it starts with the feet.
Yeah, I didn't double sock it either. I had on the Nike Elite socks, though, so I was in beast mode.
So you knew which ones were right and left.
Yes, although I put it on wrong to begin
well,
with.
Well, Bob was right, once again. As he'll tell you, he's usually right, and he was last night, because that's what got me.
But the key is not only two socks. I noticed that all the New York fans that were there had boots on. And not cowboy boots, but I mean...
No, that's ideal.
Boots,
if you can wear boots.
Ducky boots.
Now you're
things.
Way ahead
rubber
of
boots.
The game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough to walk in, though, you know?
And so Bob led us to the subway, and, of course, we follow Bob. He knows this subway system. I know 114 in the Grapevine area.
We march in formation to the subway.
Got us right to Yankee Stadium. That subway thing, man, I think that's going to catch on. It's really cool how you can get from Yankee Stadium to wherever you're going.
The other place.
The Letterman Show to where are we going tomorrow night or tonight?
Madison Square Garden.
We're going to the Garden.
That's right. It's pretty awesome. And it was pretty cold, though, once you got out of that subway. What do you say, about 10?
Do you want to hear a fun fact first? The New York subway system comprises 137 miles of tracks beneath the five boroughs.
137 miles.
It's not a show. It's just a show.
Yes.
That's like one of those when they tell you have 7 miles of small intestine or something like that. And you're like, how does that fit down in there? That's the same thing, right?
Yeah. 137 miles of tracks going
all
over the
place. You got 137 miles of small intestine?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so.
I shoved it in there.
Do you, let's tell the story real fast. Oh. The seats were brutal. In fact, you could argue that it's a baseball stadium for a hockey game.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
No, they need to do it at football stadiums if they're going to do it out.
Right.
That would be better.
And
I don't know if that would be good. But
maybe they don't even need to do that. I don't know. I love the idea of outdoor hockey. It's very cool in cold weather settings.
Hey, Bonnie.
But
how are you doing today, Bonnie?
It's like after 5 or 10 minutes, though, you're like, okay.
And you can't even see the puck.
No.
It's cool, but.
Bonnie Bernstein.
You know.
No, sorry. I was getting Bonnie Bernstein.
It's cool, but it's like two teams that I don't care about. Me and Donovan had decided if they contracted those two teams tomorrow from the NHL that it wouldn't affect our lives
fine.
At all.
No, not in the
You know,
slightest.
I thought the coolest part was when they were warming up and they had just snow hats on. That looked awesome.
Toques.
Toques, eye black.
And I'll tell you the funniest part is that they had a little concert beforehand, and CeeLo Green rolls out, and they immediately boo
Man.
Everyone. They hate CeeLo
like
Green.
And,
he didn't put any
Yankee
effort
Stadium.
Into it.
He didn't have a band. He sang along to a track, and he faded out on Don't Stop Believin', and he forgot the entire third verse.
But there's one time as he's performing.
He was brutal.
And so he stops singing. They boo him. He says, I don't care if y'all boo. I don't care. I was like, that's not going to endear you to everyone sitting here.
Who in the NHL home office?
There's no place for the black man in hockey.
God.
Well, who thought that CeeLo Green
was a good idea? Oh, you know,
very relatable to this crowd.
Those people wanted to hear classic rock.
And they had the chick from Destiny's Child sing the national anthem.
NBC.
So you're at a hockey event, arena, and your two performers
should have had Bon Jovi.
R&B people.
Oh, should have got Night Ranger.
Come on, man.
It was just setting up the fail.
They love Bon Jovi up
well,
here.
Well, anyway, we rallied, I thought, because there is standing room, and if you're okay with the concept of standing because you're extremely tall, giant human being.
Well, the entire crowd seemed to be standing anyway, so even when we're at our seats.
So we left our horrible
standing.
Seats.
So, hey, these are cold and horrible. Let's go.
Could not see the puck from right field.
If we have to stand, let's go stand somewhere else.
The seats were bad, but then we went over to like third base and stood and had a great spot. Then we went up a level, had an even greater spot, and the spot you found is where I spent the rest of the night. And
yeah, out of the wind.
That was the greatest spot ever, and it
were
was.
Were there that many empty seats?
No,
but standing room.
At Yankee Stadium, there's all sorts of standing room, and it, like I said, it comes in handy to be tall and.
No, look at me.
Dopey looking.
So is that where you watched the rest of the game from, Dan?
Well, let's just say...
How long did you make it?
They didn't.
Let's first of all say I was not the one who led us out.
Is it the big man over here?
No.
I was ready to stay until the end
you?
Of the second.
Me?
I was too.
I was ready to get
there
the
There was 7 minutes left in the second period.
You know
Donovan
what?
Said, that's it.
You freaking boo CeeLo Green, I'm out.
I don't blame you.
And you know what? We may have stayed longer had we found that nice standing spot earlier. But the cold had really, my feet were
toes. I don't know how y'all did it. I don't know how you even made it that long.
I have to tell you.
My hands were okay.
The second you guys left, the goals started.
I know, there was nothing. I mean, not even a scoring chance when we were there.
In fairness to you, the first 30 minutes, which is pretty much what you witnessed, was not great hockey. And I'm not sure the whole night was great, but man... The second you left, things got exciting, and then the Islanders are all going bonkers, and the Ranger fans are getting mad. Then the Rangers score, and the Islanders fans are getting mad. Then some dude stands up in a Devil's jersey, and everyone is throwing stuff at him. Like, he's trying to get people to throw stuff at him, and they are all, like, both sides united behind that. And it was, I had a great time, but I was by myself for the second half of the game. And
you stayed for the whole thing?
I stayed for every last second.
Did you hook up?
A lot of hot chicks?
Man, you're awesome, Bob.
I don't know. You just see everyone's
I wanted
eyes.
To.
Doesn't really matter.
How was that subway ride back? Was it real packed going down?
The subway ride back was easily the worst part because they bring in an empty train and they jam people in there until you absolutely can't possibly consider moving.
Did you get a seat or are you standing?
I had a seat, but it's one of those deals where you got
butts
people in your all face over you. And everything.
How was it on the ice?
How was the ice?
How was it on the ice?
Well, I didn't play. Who's this, by the way?
Hey, by the way, the question I asked you about the ice last night, it turns out that it was so cold and it would refreeze and it made for a tricky surface that I was reading this morning. That the puck was bouncing all weird because the ruts would freeze up so fast and everything.
Yeah, you're probably right, but the weird thing about asking hockey players about the ice is they have never said the ice was great.
That's true. They always say
no
it's
matter
bad.
Where they're playing, the ice is bad.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I was.
It was good.
The way it goes out on the ice.
What's happening?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Ryan's is losing it.
So I came back.
I was talking about guests the other night.
I came back from dinner, and I saw Donovan and George in the watering hole at our hotel. So I go down there and start talking to them, and I was so clueless about that game. So I'm looking at my phone for scores, and George sees it. He's like, he goes, "Oh, who won? Who won the hockey game?" Because they lead, you know, in the second period. So I look, and I'm like, "New York won 2-1." And then my phone up, he goes, "New York played New York. Who won?"
I knew when you three left that it was not going to get solid reviews.
I gave it a great review.
It was awesome to go to the stadium.
I thought it sucked.
I
thought it was great.
I
appreciate you asking me.
Listen, that's a nice thing to say, but it was a horrible view. You couldn't see the puck.
Yeah.
Even if it was a good game, which it wasn't, it would have sucked.
Was our view in the second period bad?
The ice.
It was a lot better.
Keep ripping. That's good.
No, but I'm just saying it was absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
And there does not need to be an NHL game in the middle of a baseball field.
There doesn't need to be an NHL. Keep going. Come on. Let's rip them.
All right.
Over the ice.
Now you can turn it and make fun of me. But this is another Gary Bettman F-up. In a career full of F-ups. He made us pay $160
to overpriced.
Look
overpriced.
Out and go,
way
all right, well, I guess there's a game over there.
You know what? Even
I'm so effing cold, now we're just counting backwards and seeing who could hold out the longest.
But even if those
we all wanted to leave about 10 minutes left in the first period.
If those conditions
it was bad. It sucked. It's a bad idea.
That seat was bad.
And let's just do hockey in hockey arenas.
I think it's too cold inside for hockey games. Like in the
New Yorkers loved it.
I agree.
I loved it.
I don't even like that.
But I loved it because...
All right, let's just get rid of hockey.
It's in the ice.
You know me. I love hockey, and I was going to enjoy it. And you guys were indifferent, and I figured it didn't have a good chance with him for sure. Probably him. And I didn't know about you.
I gave a thumbs up this morning on my review.
Okay,
I didn't know. I'm glad I did it. It was an experience.
Yeah, it was not fun at all.
I wouldn't want to do it every week.
I tried to think of a scenario under which
it's
you guys
cool to look at it.
Would enjoy it.
It's cool to look at it, but if they could have charged me, you know... $50 just to walk in for a few minutes and look and nod and then get out.
Yeah, that's right. That seat was overpriced. Well,
no. Our seats were horrendous.
But the $12 hot chocolate was fantastic.
Golly.
Hey, let's rip the Islanders' power play next.
All right.
It needs to be ripped.
It is 2:53. This is the ticket.